Tony Bobulinski, CCP linked entity tried to infiltrate Obama admin. By Wendell Hasebo on February 14, 2024. SF China Energy Company, a CCP linked entity, tried to infiltrate the Obama administration in which it successfully compromised then Vice President Joe Biden, Tony Bobulinski told the House impeachment inquiry on Tuesday. Bobulinski's testimony is significant because he is one of the most knowledgeable and forthcoming former associates of the Bidens. He is the whistleblower who initially confirmed the infamous message about a stake of 10 held by H for the big guy. As referring to Joe Biden, who met Bobulinski in the lobby of the Beverly Hilton Hotel in May 2017 to discuss business with SK. In his opening statement to investigators, the former Biden associate, a serious businessman even before his proposed business with the Bidens, said SK worked to infiltrate the Obama White House beginning in 2015 and in the process, compromised the vice president. He said Joe Biden remained compromised even after he left office in 2016. The Chinese Communist Party through its surrogate, China Energy Company Limited, or SFC, successfully sought to infiltrate and compromise Joe Biden and the Obama-Biden White House. This process started in the fourth quarter of 2015 and continued through when Joe Biden left office in January 2017 to March of 2018 when SFC chairman Yi was detained for corruption in China, never to be seen again. Suspicious activity reports obtained by House Republicans show Hunter Biden's business partner, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC in 2017. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut. Walker, during his interview with investigators, said Joe Biden attended a meeting with Hunter Biden, additional business partners, and SFC chairman Yi Jianming. "I don't remember the exact time, but I remember being in Washington, D.C., and the former vice president stopped by. We were having lunch," Walker said. In addition, Bobulinski told investigators law enforcement never contacted him to speak about the Biden business, including the special counsel, who failed to indict Hunter Biden on FARA violations or mention Joe Biden in the document. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.